This is a story I classify as urban folklore. First heard it about 40 years ago. This is my version of it as I remember it. They had a convention of landowners, mega farmers, big ranchers, some developers up there in Denver. There were four men sitting around in a bar there in a fancy resort enjoying happy hour. Three of them were swapping stories about their farms and ranches and just generally bragging about their land holdings. A fourth man, a Texan, was off to the side. You knew he was from Texas because of the Lone Star hat band on his Stetson. He was not much involved in the conversation, just reading the paper, half listening to the others. One of the talkers said, "I have about 8,122 acres of land along the western slopes of the Rockies here in Colorado. Have over 1,000 horses, I bet, if I could ever manage to count them all. Probably the highest ranch in the western United States. We call it El Cielo because it's so close to heaven." Next man said, "Sounds real nice. I have kind of the opposite. I own El Diablo Farms in Southern California's Imperial Valley. Always hotter than the devil down there, but we have over 9,500 irrigated acres. It is a desert, but just add water and watch the miracles happen. We grow produce faster than you can harvest it, like a license to print money." Third guy said, "I don't have nearly that much land. I have 6,000 acres in the fertile Willamette Valley in Oregon. Have the largest dairy operation out there. Over 3,000 registered Holstein cows, Scottish Dairies it's called, supply milk to probably half of Portland. Only problem is the Willamette River runs right down the middle of my farms and makes navigating my own property difficult. It's a beautiful problem to have, though." The Texan was still sitting quietly off to the side, and one of them says, "Hey, Tex, how about you? How much land do you have?" He said, "Well, now down in Texas, it's considered unseemly to ask a man how much land he owns or how many head of cattle he runs. We talk about land in terms of sections, not acres, but since you gentlemen revealed your cards, I guess I can oblige your curiosity. I suppose, all told," he said, looking up at the ceiling as though mentally counting, "I have 200 acres." The men burst out laughing somewhat uncontrollably. The Californian said, "200 acres? What the hell are you doing here at this gathering of big ranchers and farmers? What do you call your little ranchito, Tex?" And the guys laughed some more. "Well," said the Texan, "I don't have a name for it myself, but people all around Texas like to call it Downtown Dallas." Things got mighty quiet. You could hear minds being blown. You could hear jaws dropping, hitting the metaphorical floor. The Texan drank the last bit of his Shiner Bock, got up, and said, "Any of you boys want to sell your land, let me know. I'll dip into my petty cash account and buy you out." With that, he tipped his Stetson politely and said, "Y'all have a nice evening now." I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.